Please be advised. This series contains harsh language and references to potentially triggering material, including mention of suicide, self-harm, abuse of both drugs and alcohol, and discussions on religion. This episode in particular includes some explosive sound effects and a section of high-pitched noise. Listener discretion is advised. Last time on Ombligo del Diablo, we made a trip out to the bastion of civilization, the gas station, to make a very important phone call. Oliver set a date, Vincent grumbled along, Val started an impromptu therapy session, Murph might have Silent Hilled the gas station, and Jamie saved us all from a potential gas leak explosion. We met a stranger who turned out to be a Fed, Agent Thorson. As our conversation turned heated, 13 walked in with his typical impeccable timing. There's a chase towards the mine that may have no bottom. We start the session with Murph attempting to remove the memories of 13 directly from Thorson's head.
That will be against his willpower. Roll charisma persuasion.
Okay.
All right.
And if I need to willpower, I will willpower. I have the willpower.
The guy has a gun in 13's face, and he just starts shouting, "Who the hell are you?" And you notice 13 starts to reach for something in his pocket.
Hey, wait. I think that you spent way too long out in the sun. Here, you look so confused.
The echo that came back, was it the same thing I shouted?
The echo that comes back says, "I'm taking you out of here." What would you like it to do? What's your command?
Trying to figure out how to word this so it doesn't make this worse.
Well, it's a little too late for that.
To bring them out of the mine and onto safe ground. So I guess I'm going to say, come back here.
Roll 11 dice for your echo's current strength.
That doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound good at all.
Okay. They're both lifted off the ground, and you see sort of waves of sound. These waves of percussive force pushing them up through the opening in the mine. In shock and surprise, the FBI agent, assuming 13 is the one who caused this, attempts to shoot 13. However, he does have a minus 2 due to the shock of the event. The bullet misses.
See that? I told you they can't shoot.
And the two of them get tossed up out of the mine.
On my move, I want to get out of the mine, go up, and find them.
Yeah, Val's going to do the same. She's going to
running up.
Someone might need medical attention.
Val yells down, "Thank you."
Okay.
Hey, Oliver?
Yes, my dear?
I'm Jimmy Neutron.
I don't get it.
Jimmy Neutron? Brain Blast?
Oh, I'm afraid I'm not familiar with that one.
So, as you get up to the top, the agent is on top of 13, shoving his face into the ground and pulling out a pair of cuffs.
Rest in this man.
That is when you see a rusted gun lying on the ground next to 13.
I go bug-eyed seeing this.
How did you get that?
Are you two okay? Why are you arresting that man? I'm pretty sure he just saved you from potentially falling in.
Manipulation subterfuge.
Great. Oh, that's one dice.
Welcome to the club. The Can't Lie Club.
Well, that's no successes.
Okay.
He's just shouting, "He tried to kill me!"
Now, I wouldn't go so far as to say he tried to kill you. But he didn't do as much as he could have to help you. He was running down to help you, tripped right over you.
Are you trying to mindfuck in any way?
Just convince that in this stressful this person who he can no longer remember properly is... Oliver's thinking, maybe he's already mind-effed enough.
Give me a charisma persuasion roll.
Oof. Okay. Man. Brilliant. Actually, don't care enough about 13.
Ooh, there's the truth.
Take aggravated?
Not enough to take aggravated.
So,
two success.
He's says,
I know what I saw. This man is coming in for questioning.
And 13 says, it's not my gun.
It's so stupid. Those aren't my pants, officer. They're my friends. With the coke in them.
Have you looked around? Everyone around here has guns.
He says, yeah, none of them try to pull them on me.
He grabs 13 and starts walking towards his car. He's rushing 13 away.
You see Samuel sitting on his porch, watching, kind of leaning back and drinking what looks like coffee.
I see him in the distance, and I consider grabbing my weapon right then and there.
Just pull a gun and shoot Samuel.
Wasn't my first thought, but it was a thought.
That would be an unexpected turn.
The agent is roughly shoving 13 into the police cruiser.
Do you need somewhere to question that man, officer? The sheriff's office is right around the corner.
Give me a persuasion check.
He says, that's quite all right. This is a federal investigation. Closes the door and gets into the front.
If I have an action, yeah.
Quick question. How far away can my shatter go?
No more than a mile or so without correspondence.
Okay. If I were to drink my large potion to make the shatter real, would it be made real there, or would it come back to me before becoming real?
It becomes embodied wherever it is.
Okay, there's my pop the tires once they're a mile away. Yes? Cool.
So, he gets in the vehicle and starts driving away.
Do I still have an egg?
Yes.
Okay. I am super annoyed and so tired. Like, tired to the point of being on the edge of collapsing. I am so exhausted and frustrated, and I just had one goal, and that was to prove to 13 that he is worthy of saving. So I try to put all that angry, tired, frustrated energy into cutting the brake lines on the car.
That's improvised magic. That will get you another paradox. Get me a... That's going to be pure will, composure, resolve.
All right. Three.
Okay. The car drives off, quickly and erratically. About 30 seconds later, in the distance, you hear a crunch. Actually, a series of crunches. Just off past the last dune. What do you guys do?
Oh, fuck. How far away is
that? In that general direction with very dead eyes and just walk that way.
Oliver side-eyeing Murph the whole time.
If everyone is walking in that direction, I'm going to watch them go with wide eyes myself. And I'm going to head over to Mammon.
Samuel tips his hat as you approach. I think we should probably deal with the car first.
That's totally fair. This may take a minute.
So, the four of you get to that vehicle. It looks like what happened is he tried to take a turn too fast and flipped many times. You're approaching, you hear a gunshot. And you see the car on its roof.
Oh, fuck. Murph, stay back here. Oliver, you too. I will go check. So Val's going to be stupid as usual and run up in
as soon as she has her back to me, I just start walking slowly.
Okay, so there's a cage in between the front and back of the car. However, the force of the impact has sort of forced a hole in between it. 13 is lying in the back of the car, looking injured, and
the agent is not moving.
Yeah, I want to see if he's dead.
You come up and see that he has a bullet wound. The entry point is in his chin, and the exit is where the top of his head would be.
Do I see the gun?
The gun is lying on the roof of the car, which is now the lowest point, right in that area where the cage has been pulled up.
It's the agent's gun, I'm guessing.
Oh, yes, definitely.
All right. Jamie, go get the cop. No, the sheriff.
I call the cops.
The phone does not seem to get any connection service.
Oh,
Oh, I go to the sheriff's office then.
Okay. It's a little ways away, so that will take you a bit of a run.
Oliver arrives at the car huffing. Oh, that looks bad.
Yeah. Looks like he could use some medical attention.
The door seemed to be jammed.
We should open that.
I pull out the mole person tooth and just try to pry that door open.
I just give Oliver a look.
Give me a strength craft. With a plus two.
While he does this, I look for something to break, like, the back windshield, I guess.
You find rock.
Cool.
Give me a strength plus athletics or melee.
Okay.
I fail.
We need our Vincent.
You manage to poke several holes in the door by pushing with the tooth, but it doesn't seem to actually like.
Yeah, I make a mess. I got it.
Yeah. The windshield cracks. You didn't really think the windshields were that strong, but apparently this one is.
Just lean on the back of the car and like tap at it pathetically, and it tears at this point.
13 looks over, and he's starting to make some frantic motions with his hands. And you see from the front of the car, fire starts.
Shit. Oliver, hand me the thing. The thing you have. Are those teeth?
It's just one tooth. Yes.
Hand it to me.
Is there enough room for us both to grab on it?
On the tooth? No. It is a small one-handed device.
Oliver hands you a tooth.
So seeing the mess it made of the actual car door, Val is going to try and use it to shatter the window nearest to 13.
Give me a strength cross roll.
Strength crafts. Got it. Motherfucker!
So you manage to poke a few holes in the window, and you hear sort of this sucking sound as the fire starts to flare up brighter. 13 grabs the gun and starts waving you guys away from the windshield.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yep, Val's moving.
He fires a bunch of shots through the windshield and then starts kicking with both feet.
Does he manage to not shoot me?
You guys, I imagine, don't stand in the path of the bullets. He's not firing anywhere near you. It would take an insane ricochet in order to hit you.
It is 13. So
let me get
also
a roll.
You.
It is
yes.
It's more likely to hit us.
Look, I was breaking this window or trying to poorly. And also, I maybe can't see the gun because tears, you know? Thought it was worth asking.
He fires several shots into the window. None of you are hit, fortunately. Then he kicks the window out and crawls out. Then he drops the gun.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Oh, God. Yeah, no, Val's not going to know that that's a stupid idea. She's more panicked about getting people out alive.
As the car is engulfed rapidly in flames, it does not explode. However, everything inside is burnt to a crisp, including the agent, or what's left of him.
Thirteen says, "Where'd Jamie go?"
I think she was gonna go get the cops.
13 looks terrified.
You might want to run.
And starts hobbling away as fast as he can.
Murph, he's injured.
Yep.
I start, jogging after him. Where's he gonna go?
This is, well, they're not gonna believe he shot himself.
They might. You were stuck in the back.
They'll just ask me how I got the gun.
How did you get that gun?
Cage was bent. Fell there after he shot himself. It was weird as shit. He acted like he never held a gun before.
Oh.
Holy shit.
Oliver stops. Says, yeah, you better run.
Wait, if there were witnesses. Like us? Come on.
And he just turns and runs off into the desert. About 100 feet off, he falls, gets back up, and starts running again. Jamie, you made it back to the sheriff's station.
All right. Hey, Joe, there's been an accident. Car flipped over down the road. Come quick.
All right, I'll get the truck.
Kiddo.
He grabs the tow truck. Come on, jump in. Who was it?
Some FBI.
FBI agent. Here?
Yeah, I was as surprised as you.
And he drives on out. Gets out and sees the car on fire. He gets a fire extinguisher out of the back of the truck. Starts spraying it down. And takes like a minute to get the gasoline out. And there's a charred, blackened body of a man in a suit. And he says, what happened here?
I don't know. Oliver, tell him what happened.
Yeah, Val also actually looks to Oliver.
I have one question.
How
public has Murph been about like her friendship with 13?
Everybody knows.
Yeah.
Okay. Oliver looks around and says, I didn't see anything. I'm afraid I was a little bit slow. Slaps his stomach a couple times.
Did you hear anything?
A couple of gunshots, and then a couple more, several more. Points inside the car. Looks like there was a cage in between them.
In between who?
In between the guy in the front and the guy in the back.
Who was in the back? There's only one body here.
Oh, I guess we did see something. Oliver points into the distance, sort of like not accurately where he's going, but not entirely the wrong way.
There was some fellow running off that way.
You get a look at him?
Why, yes, I did. And I believe we've seen him around town. He came in not too long ago. Name was 12 or something.
You mean 13?
I just look at Oliver with a look of utter betrayal written on my face.
Yeah, that's it. That man had the worst luck.
Bad luck. He shot him in the head. And he sees the gun and picks it up with a pencil, putting it in a bag.
Now, as I'm this city doctor, would you mind if I examine the body?
All right. I'll be looking over it.
I basically want to try to spin that this guy definitely shot himself. Like, the angles would be impossible.
The angles would be impossible. That is, not having seen the scene itself, but these angles, they are clearly impossible for anyone to have shot him.
I mean, a guy who I assume is still in the position in which he died.
Sort of, yes. So, give me manipulation medicine, I guess? It's a hard line of bullshit, though.
Yeah. 5 successes.
That's about what you needed. At least
a 10 and a 1 on paradox.
He nods and says, didn't you hear more shots?
Yeah. But look at his window, it's all shot out.
I guess we'll just have to see what fingerprints come up on the gun.
Makes sense.
He goes and puts that in his car. Hold on. Let me write down your best description of what you think happened.
Basic description that he gives is car crashed, that bent the cage, maybe there was a struggle, but there's no way that guy was able to reach the gun during that struggle. Kind of a, this seems unlikely to me, but after that guy was dead, probably grabbed the gun to escape the car.
All right, he seems to roughly believe your line. He writes it all down and he says, well, not really for me to decide, but I'll write down your opinion on the matter.
I can't understand why that man ran. Evidence does seem pretty damning.
Well, innocent people don't usually run.
I, like, look at him and give him the clearest, like, are you kidding me? In this town? And I make sure he sees it before I look away and I'm like, well, you have to, right?
He shrugs and says, we'll look into it. And he looks back at the others. He's like, did you guys see anything to add to the story?
I tell him what I saw before, you know, I left.
Okay. Which was mostly the vehicle overturned and a dead cop in it?
Yep.
Okay. He writes all that down. And he gets out a bag for the body, loads the body into his truck, takes some pictures of the scene with an old flash camera, and he gets in the truck, drives off. Okay, back to Vincent, I believe.
Okay, yeah. He tips his hat to me as I walk up.
Yep. He tips his hat to you and he says, is there something I can help you with? You look like the type of person who needs answers.
If you wouldn't mind, I'd like to have a conversation. Somewhere private.
At my place, then? Not a problem. Come on in. Step inside. Let's see what you have to discuss.
I step inside with him.
He sits down. It is a small house with a very nice, polished oak table. And in front of him is a bottle of whiskey. And there are two glasses already set out. He pours a glass for each of you.
I'll take it. I'll take a sip.
What are your questions? What can I help you with?
I'm going to take my revolver out and set it on the table in front of me.
He raises an eyebrow. Ah, I see you have interesting questions to ask.
I take a longer sip of my drink. I got a few. First thing first. As far as I can tell, you're a professional. I respect that. I consider myself a professional, too.
Oh? And what would you infer my profession is?
Just what you said. You're a facilitator, right? You find stuff for people. Is that right?
I suppose that's all professions to some extent. Someone looks, someone provides.
But you're willing to look harder, aren't you?
I'm sorry. I'm not quite catching your inference here. I would save both of us time and speak as plainly as you can.
You operate outside of certain laws, as far as I can tell.
I don't perceive any laws I have broken.
No. But I don't think you would have worked for him if you hadn't known exactly what he was looking for.
Worked for?
You know what happened down in those mines. You've heard about it. The whole town has.
Yes, I've heard about it. Quite a tragedy. Are you asking if I knew something about him? More than you did?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Well, I knew that he was potentially dangerous. That's why I told you he was a potentially dangerous individual. I knew his plan involved mining. And I knew that, given the risks, you might be in a good deal of danger if you left the safety of the area around the cart. Especially given your insufficient training in mining and demolitions. Was any of that something you suspected I did not know? Was I not upfront about something? I did warn you that he was a dangerous person and there were serious risks in entering the mine.
Yeah, you did warn me about the risk of a fight.
And I did tell you there would be increased dangers if you were to leave the area by the cart. Did you do that?
I see people backing up. I think I'm going to put my hand on my gun, but if we're worried that something's about to happen to these people, I'm not running away from them.
I did when I started to get worried.
Something unnatural in the level of excitement Rachma is experiencing right now. He is not so much fearing for his life, but full of nervous jitters.
About the men who were down there with me, as I was right to be.
Now, what the fuck is this?
I jog over.
You get about 3 steps in, and you go deaf. Yes. Well, perhaps you should have passed the warning I gave along to your men. It was just a feeling I had. That situation could be dangerous. Clearly, that feeling was right, but no, I didn't have any explicit information that you did not. Some people wanted to do some mining, and I simply connected them with you. It wasn't really for him. All I did was introduce the two of you.
I glance at my revolver again.
If you feel I have wronged you in some way, what sort of recompense is it that you're seeking?
I'm sweating by this point. My hands are shaking in a way that they haven't since my 20s, the way Murph was talking about.
How do you get your hands to stop shaking?
Okay, so what I take away from this, then, is that you don't ask too many questions. Is that part of the services you provide?
Apparently, not many more questions than you do.
Do not think that I am trying to avoid responsibility here. I'm taking my peace.
God, I'm sorry. If there's any justice left to be had, I'm gonna find it.
So what you're gonna do is rest, because if you go out there and get yourself killed, this won't have been worth it.
I will certainly take responsibility here, too. My failure to not properly look into this man's intention seems to have cost some people very dearly. Very well. I will own that. I will own that I show some responsibility here. I'm listening. What can I do to make this right?
There is only one person who was wronged here that I believe you have the capability to help.
And that would be?
There's not a whole lot of connective tissue left in Eaton's arms. But the man is borderline... He's losing his mind. He has the money to pay. If you could do what you do and put him in touch with a physician who could improve the quality of his life for the money he made. 20% of 2 shares. No, more than that. With the dead people.
You see that the other two miners are in pieces.
Then I would be appreciative. I would be very appreciative.
Fine. I'll do my best. I'll do what I can to connect him with someone who he might be able to hire to improve his situation. I'll have a conversation with him besides. Perhaps there's some more that I can do for him. If this is something that earns your gratitude as well, then that's just a bonus. I will do what I can to help this man.
There is one more order of business. What would the fee be for you to protect someone who can't protect themselves? Or find someone who could... someone who'd be better at it than I am.
I shove the gun into Murph's hands before she finishes that sentence.
Good choice.
Well, the fee depends on the work.
There's a man who's likely to be wanted. Name's 13, as far as I know. Might be a pseudonym.
You want me to find him and protect him from the retributions of his actions?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I want.
For this... this is no debt of my own. So this would be...
Yeah, this is something I would pay you for. Yeah.
I'll do my best.
Preferably. He would be somewhere he doesn't have a whole lot of people to be around.
He takes a look out the window. Less people than this?
Maybe not. I think you and I both understand that this place... I don't think this is a place for a man to be.
I'll do what I can. I'll get you in contact if I'm able to make him safe.
Do you want to discuss payment now?
As I don't know yet what it'll take to make him safe, I can't tell you the fee. But I can tell you, I will make sure it's something within your realm to pay. Will that be sufficient?
Yeah. That'll be sufficient.
Then we have a deal. I do appreciate your decision not to shoot me. And he gets up and says, help yourself to the rest of the whiskey. It seems I have work to do. And he steps out and gets on his horse.
I do as he says. I help myself to the rest of that whiskey.
As he steps out, I just want to say one thing. The agent is dead. 13 is gone.
I nod. I don't say anything.
I just walk past. I can't see your nod through the tears, and I don't wait for you to say anything.
And that is where we close session for today.
time we go to get slushy, shit gets real. No, we need to stop going to get.
No, we need to go to get slushies like every other game. It so much real stuff comes out.
Yes, the odyssey to the slushies causes. That seems to be like, I don't know, when I was a kid going to the Circle K with my cousin, that was like, that was an adventure. It was blocks away that we had to walk.
Yeah, it's definitely like that heart of this adventure is slushies.
Yep. First off, base XP 5. Does anybody have hopes and fears? Let's start with James.
I'll show them all. I lined up a grudge match against one of my old enemies.
That's worth an XP.
And the other one is not one crack in my beautiful dolls. I feel like all my dolls are cracking.
Yep.
At least with Val, I'm doing what I can to keep them together.
Yeah, I'll give 2 for that.
Just want to add that it's the liar and the person who can't really do talky stuff trying to keep everybody sane and not traumatized.
Well, yes.
Just let me sleep for like a week and we'll be fine.
Val tried!
Murph down, we're all falling apart.
Yep. One Murph down and just... I was kind of part of me wondering if that car was going to explode while I was standing next to it.
So, Murph, how about your hopes and fears?
Oh, boy. Okay, I think my hope came up in the polar opposite worst possible way.
Oh?
In one of my hopes was to help Vincent and 13 realize their full potential and that they are worthy of saving. Pretty sure I failed explicitly on both of those missions and told 13 to run away.
Yes. All right. Leaving his precious little outhouse behind him. Yep. I will give 2 XP for that.
Delicious. Okay.
Delicious pain. So that was a reversed hope and a fear?
That was a reversed hope, and then my fear was also reversed. Hurting others when my dumb luck runs out, I intentionally went out of my way to hurt people.
Interesting. Okay.
Cut the brake lines, and another man is dead because of it.
All right. Take 2 sanity damage and 1 XP.
Oh, beautiful.
Murder spree.
Yeah.
Will you kill somebody next episode?
Actually, yeah, given that's a reputation building towards a thing, let's give you a 3 sanity damage. Okay. And one more for losing 13. So, or 4. Okay.
Okay.
And definitely another XP.
Hey.
Jamie.
I don't know what's going on. I'm so lost. It's very frustrating. People and their people stuff.
Yep, they are peopling so hard at each other. How does any of it relate to your fears?
I don't know if I'm making friends or losing friends or coming or going. So, I'm just fearful.
That is...
in general.
Yeah, that's dealing with issues with your friends. I'll give you an XP.
That's about all I got.
Okay. Val?
Well, definitely my hope to be forgiven, technically, a little bit, just by one person. And she very well may not.
One XP?
And, if I'm found out, I will lose everything I've worked towards because a fucking FBI agent was questioning me.
Yeah, 2 XP on that.
Yeah.
That is, and given the state of the FBI agent exited in, that might not be the last of your problems.
Yeah.
Is that everything for you?
I think so. Yeah, my work wasn't really all that meaningful. But no, that I wouldn't count that as my work.
Wait, what?
I was thinking about maybe being the Echo, saving people from dying, but that's not really my work, so no, I'm good.
Hello again, it is I, Ginger, with another editor's note. This particular recording came from the same session as parts 1 and 2 of this episode, in which internet issues and technical issues were experienced, especially by Dan and Elf. At this point, Dan's mic has completely died. So, if you're wondering why Elf is reading off his XP, that is the explanation.
Okay. For Vincent, hopes to protect my charges at all costs. You did attempt to help both of them. That will be worth 1 XP. Pain and tragedy befalling others because of you. Well, the Murph and Eaton, that was from last session, and I don't think that you were in any way responsible for what happened to 13 this session. So none there this time. The continuations of the last bit. People get hurt when they're close to you. Yes, that would be appropriate. I'll give you one for that. Temptation to wickedness. You definitely could have shot several people that might have made things easier.
He made a deal with the devil.
Yes. Actually, literal deal with the devil. Yeah, 2 XP on that. Okay. Nods. James, start with you.
I give my nod to Val for dealing with Oliver and being a champ and being forced to perform and succeeding.
That was great. All right.
Thank Murph. You.
I was making a sandwich.
I did love that exchange. All right, there's one for James.
Yay.
Jamie?
I'm going to have to say the exchange between Vincent and Murph at the beginning. I'll give it to Vincent.
Okay. Val?
Then I will give mine to Murph.
Oh, I thank you.
Oh, for the same exchange?
I was for the same one, because I was hoping we could get them to both, because it was good.
Okay. And Dan?
This is going to be like a paragraph. I'm excited about it.
So excited. While he's typing, I was working on that scene for the entire week.
It went really well. I love that.
Desperately waiting for Thursday because I was super excited. I knew that it was time to stop being a complete asshole to Oliver.
Nice.
Yeah, antisocial.
I like that phrase. So there's one more nod for Val. She's at the end of her rope.
Oh, thank you.
And it shows, and it makes for compelling roleplay. Okay, nice. I'm going to say that entropy 4 is open for Murph if it isn't already.
Beautiful.
And let me see. Anyone else for new magics? I believe that Val already has Spirit 3. Already has it, in fact. So no new ones there yet.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone have anything else before we close up?
The sanity damage stuff. Do we do that now or at the top of next session?
Does anybody have any sanity damage?
Me.
Okay. How much sanity damage do you have and what's your sanity?
4. Total. 6.
All right. Roll a die.
Is an 8.
8? Fine. Your sanity does not go down any further. Okay. So, until next time.
I personally can't wait till I fall asleep and have prophetic dreams.
Yes. Oh, wow. You're with this much sleep depth building up.
It's going to get wild.
Indeed. I need to work on some prophetic dreams. But, okay. Thank you for joining me this evening. It's marvelous to play with you all once again.
Yeah. Oh, we have to wait 7 more days.
I know. I just want to play again tomorrow and like all weekend. Right? It's not like we have adult responsibilities or anything to take care of, right?
It's the apocalypse.
It's the apocalypse. Really? We can all just chill.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
I don't want to wait a week. I feel so many feelings. I want to hug all of these characters.
Take me down to the final decision. And the world will break apart today. And the world will break apart today.
You really couldn't have taken one of your other 30,000 Okies and used that? Did you think they'd catch you?
I think that maybe they'd catch me.
That was the same Oki from episode 4. What the
Don't
fuck?
At me, Elf. Don't at me.
Fiendish.
I've already spliced together surprised. So many words from other lines and pitched them in a way that nobody has noticed, all right? Don't call me out.
We only got one yup.
I know. I filled myself with too many sads.
One more yup. Double up on those sads.
I had too many sads and now there's an airplane.
Cry, 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 cry.
Won't come out. I could do it.
Yeah, well, innocent people don't usually run.
How
Ow.
Yep. That's why I said I wish I could take credit for this script, but no. Ow. These are just cool words you guys said.
Jesus.
Mammon has an even better comeback. It's the comeback of the century, and I'm excited.